This is Next Steps for Seniors with your host, Wendy Jones. Each week, Wendy brings resources and information to help guide you through those next steps with elderly parents and loved ones. If you have questions or topic suggestions, you can call us at 248-651-5010.
Hello and welcome to Next Steps for Seniors, Conversations on Aging. I am here today with an amazing guest. His name is Joe Mackey. And Joe and I have known each other for, we were just figuring this out, close to 30 years. And I'm not kidding. Mm. And Joe, does it feel like we've known each other that long?
No, it doesn't. I don't think I can be that age. That doesn't it doesn't add up.
So we worked together at Sysco Food Service way back in the day. And I'm so blessed to have him today because he switched gears, as did I, obviously, from food service. And he is in the financial industry. So Joe Mackey is founder of MKD Wealth. He brings over 20 years of experience helping entrepreneurs align their financial strategy with what matters most. So we are blessed to have him with us today. Our topic is, are you prepared financially for the future? Because so many things we do throughout life, we all try to save, and then we spend it all in retirement. But are we really prepared for what comes after retirement is the million-dollar question. And Joe is a husband and a father of six. Yes, I said six kids. I have two, so I can't even imagine. But so blessed because you're active in the local community, give back, and I'm just blessed to know you, Joe. So welcome to the program. Grateful to have you.
Yeah, thanks, Wendy. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. I know you do a lot of great work in this space, and I've referred people to you regularly, friends and clients, to help them figure this stuff out because it is confusing and difficult, and you're showing up in a really powerful way to help people at a critical point. So thank you very much for the work that you do. And I'm so excited that, you know, we were co-workers and a little bit of friendship back then, and we bump into each other later in life, and both after big career changes and able to rekindle the friendship and do some work together.
I love it. I love what we do, and helping people is both of our passions. So I wanted, you know, when we talk about the future and being prepared financially, you serve clients, right, that are in the space that are really trying to save their money and make good decisions for the future. Mm-hmm. And what type of clients and how many of them are in the sandwich generation? So sandwich generation is people who have raising children and they're taking care of their parents. So they're right stuck in that middle. And believe it or not, one in three people in their 50s are in this sandwich generation.
Yeah. Which is me, right? I'm 56 years old and very much in that space. So another name for the sandwich generation might be Generation X, and about a third of our clients are in that generation, and about a third of our clients are baby boomers, which now are kind of on the edge of that, right? They're either the ones being cared for, or they're making that transition where their kids are in their 30s, and their parents are in their 80s and 90s. But I'm one of those six children between the ages of 16 and 25. And then both of my parents are passed, but my wife's parents are in their mid to late 80s.
So what are you hearing from your clients? I mean, it's a very stressful time, obviously.
Yeah. Confusion is the biggest thing, and it's on multiple levels. First is the relationship with their parents as they begin to age. So on one hand, I am still trying to raise my children and take care of them and be involved in all of their stuff. And then I'm over here looking at my parents and I'm going, oh, geez, things are changing for them physically and maybe even mentally. And I know I need to help, but I don't know how. I don't know where to start. I don't even know how to start a conversation because when I bring it up, my parents will... You know, they'll say, I don't want to talk
about
that.
Nobody wants to talk about it, Joe. Nobody does.
Nobody wants to talk about it.
And that's why you and I are here right now, because we want to talk about this stuff. They need to know. Yeah. It's shocking to me because honestly, 70% of people need some kind of care as they age. 70% is a pretty high number.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. And the people in my shoes typically are completely in the dark about not only how to start a conversation, not only what condition the, you know, their parents might be in, but what do they have and what has been taken care of and not taken care of? And, you know, there's just, I think, especially with the baby boomer and the greatest generation, which are the ones that are in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 100 years old, they're more private. Just by nature, generationally, they're more private. They're more close to the vest. You know?
So what do you recommend? I mean, this is great that we're talking about this, because at the end of the day, it is really important to understand what you have, where it is, and that the children know so that they can plan properly. Yeah. What type of strategies or things do you recommend? Because we can't keep it a secret. Care costs money, period, end of count. Everyone thinks it's covered under insurance. Medicare is health insurance. It does not cover your cost of care as you age. It doesn't cover someone coming into your house and sitting by your side and helping you every day. It does not cover that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So you have to have a plan for it, and just somehow getting the conversation started. So what I'll do with my clients is we'll talk about their relationship with their parents, and I'll say, tell me about them. What are they like? What's your relationship with them like? And I'll help them strategize on how they get a conversation started. Some have a very open dialogue and they're very close friends and they can speak freely, and others don't, you know? And so you got to think carefully, and it is incumbent, I think, upon my generation to lean into it, because if you don't and you wait too late and then things start really falling apart, then you're scrambling in the dark to pick up the pieces. So anything you can do to be proactive and ask questions and get a conversation started, and then you can start to make suggestions about, hey, you know, we have an estate planning attorney that we worked with, set up our wills and our trusts and our powers of attorney. Would you like to meet with them? Do you have that stuff taken care of? You know, that's a really, really important part, is as they begin to age and lose their abilities, is somebody assigned as a healthcare power of attorney? Is somebody assigned as a financial power of attorney? Has a HIPAA release been executed so that information can be shared freely? Those things are really, really important.
I'll tell you, one of the most important decisions is who you pick to be a power of attorney for you. You know, and you're in a situation, you're blessed. You have six kids, right? Not everybody has six kids. And it could be a neighbor. It could be a friend. It could be anyone, really, that you trust, that thinks like you.
Yeah. A friend of mine that I used to work with in the early days was very prominent in this space in long-term care insurance and educating people, Nancy Borey. I don't know if you ever ran across her, but a wonderful human being. And she had a bumper sticker in her office said, be nice to your children. They pick your nursing home.
It's the truth, though. They care for us, and this is why we're here. So back to the financial component, especially around protecting your own assets, retirement, and security. What do you recommend? How do you guide your clients in that?
Yeah. So for my clients that are with me, it's easy. We are working on that stuff way ahead of time. We have any type of caregiving situation that they might end up in baked into their plan. So we know how we're going to handle that if it ever comes up. As it relates to their parents, again, it's that whole transparency thing. And if they're in the dark, then there's nothing they can do. But if their parents will open up and share with them, and they can look and say, oh, what do you have in terms of, you know, real estate, retirement accounts, or just regular liquid, you know, bank accounts, and how are these things positioned? Are they positioned in a way that's going to put us in the best shape? Because there is Medicaid. You know, if you're destitute, most people don't want to be in that situation because the options are limited and the care is not great. But some people are in a position where it might be their only option. There's got to be some clarity, and there's got to be some people who have experience working in that area helping structure things so that they're in the best possible position. And if they have long-term care insurance, that's great. Mm-hmm. It's an industry that did a lot of business for a long time and then went through some pretty big shakeups, and premiums went way up and policies change a lot. So it would, you know, you've got to know if something's there and then also understand what that is and what it would pay for.
Well, one of the things I want to stress is, you know, we can't take it with us, right? I mean, we work our whole lives and then we retire and then we spend money. But guess what? At the end of the day, we cannot take it with us. It doesn't go with us. So I always tell family, I'm like, spend what the parents worked so hard for to care for them. They're trying to save it for you. But at the end of the day, they're still here. You know, let them use the money for home care or whatever they need. And this is the strategy I would use when talking, you know, just to brainstorm for a minute on how do you talk to your parents if you really don't know anything about their financial situation.
Yeah. You know, Wendy, you just really triggered something for me because we talk to our clients all the time about, hey, it's great you want to leave a legacy. How about live your legacy today? Because the most valuable thing to spend money on are experiences with the people you love. That's where you get the most joy from it. So we talk a lot about that, but you triggered me to think about that even differently and like spend the money on creating a better experience for the one that you love.
Amen. Amen. I love that. So we're going to, in our next segment, we're going to get into a little bit more detail about that because people do struggle financially and they need to know what to do and how to do it and some other legal documents. You're listening to Next Steps for Seniors, Conversations on Aging, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-710-5100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-710-5100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Doug. There's nowhere I wouldn't go to help someone customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, even if it means sitting front row at a comedy show.
Hey, everyone, check out this guy and his bird. What is this, your first date?
Oh, no. We help people customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual together. We're married. Ah! Me to a human, him to a bird.
Yeah, the bird looks out of your league anyways.
Get a quote at libertymutual.com or with your local agent.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Hello and welcome to Next Steps for Seniors. We are back today with Joe Mackey and super excited to have him here. Our topic is, are you prepared financially for the future? And Joe and I were just talking offline for a minute. And honestly, it's really difficult as you go through life to know what the future is going to hold. Obviously, we all wish we had a magic ball, but we don't, right, Joe? But I think it's important to have the conversation about how much care actually costs because it is expensive. And if you're not thinking about it and know that it's out of pocket, you're not planning for it. And that's why you need someone like Joe, because at the end of the day, if you don't have an advisor that is guiding you, you might really be in the dark. So just to give you a small idea, the average assisted living, which means you actually move in, they care for you 24/7. They feed you. It happens. We're living longer. That price is about $8,000 a month for one person. One person. So you got a husband and wife, plan on $13,000 to $16,000. They give you a little discount when there's two of you. But that's a lot of money out of your pocket every single month. And if you live to 100, which I tell everybody, Joe, you probably do too, plan. Yeah. Like you're going to live to 100 years old because we don't know when the day is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, I think absolutely. It's important. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, and like you were saying, to start out, the getting the conversation started is the difficult part for most people. For some people, it's not. Granted, there's some families who have real open lines of communication, but I think that's more rare. What I typically see when my clients are going to ask questions of their parents, they don't want to share with them because it's either that they've got way more than you think. We've got, you know, our net worth's $20 million and we don't want you to know, and or their net worth is $20,000 and they don't, and they're embarrassed. And so there's that holding back again, that generation that doesn't want to share. And then there's either fear or uncertainty around how you would react to it. So just getting the conversation started is so difficult. And we talked to our clients too about the most difficult thing. You use the two people in at the same time. We talk about one person's at home healthy and active and living a very full life, and the other one goes into caregiving. And now the burn rate on the finances is typically double. And that's where
you got to leave money for the other person. You don't want to spend everything on the wife when the husband is healthy and still at home, or vice versa, right?
Yeah,
but I do think it's important when you're talking to your loved ones, anybody you're talking to about care, to really be transparent. And the reason that you need to know this information is because you care and you love them and you want to help support them. I mean, let's be honest, as we age, we start losing our hearing, our eyesight isn't what it used to be. So we need the younger generation. And if we're not going to tell them the truth, how can they help us? Because it's not cheap. We need to know what the financial situation is, not so that we can get it when they pass, because we want them to use it while they're alive, like you said earlier.
Yeah. And what are the ways that people can get conversations started? I mean, you know, the coming in and saying, hey, what's your plan for nursing homes, or how much money do you have? Typically isn't going to work, right? It's going to, people are going to get uncomfortable, defensive. Why are you asking that? You know, those types of things. Is there anything you've come up with that works?
So first of all, at Next Steps for Seniors, when they do call our office, we have an intake sheet and we ask three specific questions. And I just encourage you to know these three things about your loved one. Number one, what's important location-wise? Do they want to live in a certain area? And is there a reason they want to live there? Number two is what their financial situation is. How much income do they have every month? We ask every person that calls our office. We need to know if you have a pension, if you have Social Security, and how much that is, because we need to know what we're dealing with for care. We don't want to know because we just want to know what you make. No, we need to know so we know where you can go. There's places between $4,000 and $8,000 a month. And then the last one is, who's your power of attorney? Number one most important question, who is helping you through this? So back to your question on what do you say? You say, let's have a conversation now. You can use us as an example. I just heard this podcast. They're talking about the future. And I want to just have a conversation and be transparent now because we need to talk about it when you're healthy. The million-dollar question is, do you want to make the decisions while you're alive and healthy, or do you want the state to make the decisions for you? Because if you don't have everything lined up, the state will be making those decisions for you. So when I say that, most people are like, I want to make the decision. I want to pick my power of attorney. I want to tell you which hospital I want to go to, or nursing home, or assisted living, or home care. Yeah. I want to make those decisions while I'm alert and oriented. So that's the best way to do it. And guess what? Mm-hmm. We don't know when that time is. Nobody knows. Something could happen when you're 60. Something could happen when you're 95. That's why you have the conversation now. And the best way to do it is, I just heard this podcast, I just heard this radio show, and I think we should have these conversations. I will say this. I had a client that was a physician that had a birthday party and invited her entire family over for her birthday. And you know what she did? Guess what we're talking about today? End of life. She did it. She's like, I want to tell everybody what I want. I want you all to hear it at the same time. This is what I want. It was fantastic. I thought, what a great idea. Because she wanted to make sure everyone was on the same page. No animosity, no sibling rivalry, no questioning. Do we give her a trach? Do I not? Do I give her a feeding tube? Do I not? She told everybody at the same time what she wanted. I thought it was brilliant.
And celebrated it. Yeah, that's fantastic. I think another good way to approach it is, you go to your, you know, in a relaxed setting, in a comfortable way, share with your parents that you've gone through planning processes and you've looked at and thought about, like, hey, we're in our 50s and we've been working on thinking about, mom, dad, did you guys ever do anything like that? Or have you done stuff like that? Like, I'd love to hear or know your experience with it. You'll come at it a little bit more indirectly and see if they'll open up. Are you guys working with anybody that is helping you more than just being a money manager or an insurance salesman? You know, a lot of attorneys will draft documents for you. Only a small number will lean in and ask questions and help you think about things. And so there's ways to get a conversation started that are a little bit indirect that maybe would be more comfortable for somebody to share.
Exactly. And Joe, the reason I appreciate that you're here today too is you and I, not just that we go back 30 years, let's not talk about that, but that you, from the financial perspective, and me, Next Steps for Seniors, from the care perspective, we go hand in hand. We help clients together look at the future, look at the next steps, and walk them through it. We are here for them. And you are doing something special with a panel discussion coming up here shortly, which, by the way, I think is brilliant because there is there's a piece to the puzzle for everybody. Why don't you tell our listeners about that?
Yeah. So I love you bringing that up. The reason we're doing this is it's coming up so often, not only in client meetings, but also in discussions with friends, going out to dinner with other couples, it comes up. You know, hanging out, playing golf with a couple of buddies. What are we talking about? People are on their phones. Oh, no, this with my mom, this with my dad. It is so prevalent in the conversations I'm having with the people that are 45 to 65 years old right now. It became so loud in my world that I reached out to you and said, we got to do something about this. For my community, my network, all the people that I know. So on May 14th, which I think is a Thursday, from 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at Red Run Golf Club in Royal Oak, Michigan, we're going to have a panel discussion. I'll be moderating it. Wendy, you'll be there, obviously. Brendan Walsh, who's in long-term care insurance, and then an attorney whose name is escaping me right
Bob
now.
Bob Manor. I got you on that one. Bob Manor.
Yes, he's Bob Manor. Thank you. Mm-hmm. On the spot. Couldn't come up with it. So an estate planning and elder care attorney will be there as well, and I'll moderate the discussion. You guys will share some valuable things that'll be very helpful, and then the audience will have opportunity to ask questions, and hopefully we'll have a great dialogue, and people will come in with a lot of questions, probably a little bit of confusion, and walk away with a little more clarity because this isn't something you've gone through before. It's not your 20th year dealing with aging. It's like your parents get to that point. It's like, oh, shoot, here we are for the first time dealing with this.
And it usually does sneak up on you. Unfortunately, most people aren't with their parents every day or even every week. And so when you see them after a few, you know, maybe once a month, and you're like, wow, they're not looking as good as they did last month. But that's why they have us, and they're so blessed. And so how do they register for the panel discussion?
I believe we're going to drop a link to it.
That's right. We're going to drop a link in this podcast. Yeah. Yes, we're going to drop a link that when you're listening, you can look in the verbiage and you'll see the link. What's a good way to reach you, Joe? What's your website or a phone number you want them to reach out if they have questions or want to pursue you as a financial advisor? Because you guys do a great job.
Thank you. So our website is www.mkdwealth.com. My phone number is 248-207-9735. Feel free to give me a call or text me or email me at joe@mkdwealth. And if I can help you, I will.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Next Steps for Seniors. If you know anyone that needs financial assistance, this is the program for them. Subscribe and share it. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, Wendy.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-710-5100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-710-5100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states, not available in California.